This is the Jason Greger Show podcast presented by Lakewood Chevrolet. Good people, great service, and also voted the number one dealer in Canada at dealerrater.ca. Check them out, lakewoodchev.com. Geez, our next guest, man, this guy's getting talked about all over the place. He's just got inducted in the Alberta Hall of Fame. He's going up this weekend in the Moose Jaw Hall of Fame. Pretty cool. And he knows that Order fans still have his back, I would guess. Ryan Smith joins us. Mr. Smith, how you doing?
I'm well, Gregs. What's the auction going on there?
Today we got going on? Today we have a dinner. Have a master chef, Travis Peterson, who will come into your house. It's for eight people, right? So you and seven people, they come in. And he cleans up everything after. It doesn't leave a mess. And it's four-course meal. Lifford's going to bring in some wine. And, it's fantastic. It's awesome. Oh. Travis is like a master chef guy. He's unbelievable.
What's the charity?
The charity is for the MS Society.
Okay.
Yeah, and currently the bid is at $2,800, which is a very good bid, but we know we're going to go higher. And you can go any night between now and August 30th.
Okay, I'll go $2,900.
$2,900. I love it.
Okay.
All right.
You challenge people.
Perfect. There we go. Smitty's in at $29. All right.
I'm in at $29.
Nice. Jeez.
Yeah, I'm in a Moose Jaw, so I didn't.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'll text you updates.
Okay.
Perfect. Now, you had your jersey. I was actually lucky enough to be there when you had your jersey retired because my nephew was playing, so I timed it last year. But this has got to have a pretty different meaning for you tonight because you're going in with your brother.
Yeah, it's kind of unique. Obviously, very humbled by all this and, very flattering. You talk about, maybe the jersey, which is an incredible honor too, but to be inducted to the Hall of Fame, it's pretty special. And, unique with my brother being here at the same time. It's going to be a lot of fun. So I'm just trying to soak it all in with my family here.
Now, how competitive were you and Kevin as brothers?
Oh, huge. When we'd play street hockey to obviously being on the ice, I was fortunate that I got to play up, and I actually played up on his team. I think it bothered him a little bit, but it also pushed him too, and it gave us a good rivalry. And we played together my first year in junior here in Moose Jaw. And obviously makes it a lot smoother when you have your big brother around. And, he avoids some of the hazing back then at the time you were able to do that. But, I enjoyed it immensely playing with him. Through minor hockey and then obviously my first year junior.
And you guys are about 2.5 years apart. I know 3 years technically as far as playing years, but he was a late birthday in 73 and you're an early birthday in 76. And so as you get older though, right, like there's those sibling rivalries and then you get older now, of course, like most brothers, you get along really well. I know just to kind of see there and listen to what they're going to say about him, you usually just sit there as a proud brother, but you're like, man, we're both going in. Your parents got to be beside themselves.
Yeah, it's pretty humbling and flattering for sure. And my parents are going to be here, so that's going to be kind of cool too. There's two things that I know that he's accomplished, which I haven't had the chance of, and that's winning the Allen Cup.
Yeah,
which hopefully we can do that here with the Eagles and give ourselves a chance to beat Lacombe this next series for the provincial finals. And then he has the upper hand on beating me our first pro game against each other. I think we lost like 5-1 down in Springfield. And so I think he rubs that in every once in a while.
Now, when you guys were going, like, did you ever drop the mitts in street hockey, the two of you?
No, we had two older cousins that lived with us too. So
they kept you apart.
The oldest cousin played with me, and then the youngest one played with him. And the older cousin stuck up for me at times and get in there and stuff. But no, so we never did. But there was a few other there were some few other tilts that my brother and a couple other buddies went at, which, I wouldn't want to get in that weigh that punch. He's a pretty thick guy, and he's got a mean punch.
So you are the smart younger brother. You knew just how far to push it without going across the line.
Yeah. There was one time, actually, there one of his teammates just kept bugging me, and finally I just snapped. And it was at a host party, and I just started wrestling him down the stairs and just started feeding him. And two of Kevin's teammates had to pull me off of this guy. And I think I gained some respect from that guy, but it takes a lot for me to snap.
Well, I've seen that on the ice. Yeah, people used to wonder, man, just turn around and give a guy a shot back. You know, feel free to stand up. Now, recently, you just also got inducted into the Alberta Hall of Fame. So finally, you caught Joey Moss in that regard because he beat you to the Alberta Hall of Fame.
Oh, my gosh. Well, he deserves it. He's the hardest working trainer / Oiler. I mean, he was our seventh attacker. He would yell and scream not only the anthem, but push us over the edge. It was awesome. So I'm honored to follow in his footsteps, and I know there's a great class this year going in. The 84-85 Nate Oakes team.
Yeah, they were undefeated that year.
Yeah. And, you know, like 84-85, I'm nine?
Yeah.
Eight, ten, somewhere in there. So, I didn't know all the history, so it's kind of cool. And I've driven up and down the QE2 many times, and I've driven by that place. Now I got to go in and check it out. And it's kind of cool to see that, you know, the community of Alberta or the province and it's just awesome to know that they rally around something very special, and it's very flattering.
Ryan Smith joins us from Moose Jaw with his brother Kevin going into the Moose Jaw Warriors Hall of Fame. It's also the parents' weekend this weekend down in Moose Jaw. So for you, I'm sure, you know, a lot of the parents will be pumped to see you. Quite a spectacle of events. Now, you're going into the Alberta Hall of Fame. You had your jersey retired. Like, do you just recycle speeches or do you make a new one every time?
No, I made a new one this time. Actually, I flew down this morning with the family, and there was one of the parents, or two of the parents there of one of the guys here off the team. And he didn't say a whole lot. I just saw the Moose Jaw Warrior hat on, and I just pieced it together. So, for sure, there's differences. There's obviously the jersey retirement. There's some things that I'll recite, but for the most part, it's a different outlook for me. I try to bring in some of my past stuff of minor hockey, you know, the coaches that mentored and helped me through some tough times. And then obviously the Sports Hall of Fame, Alberta Sports Hall of Fame, you want to touch on a lot of what I accomplished in the Edmonton area for sure. But overall, I mean, I'm just grateful that, you know, being inducted either of them, for sure.
Who speaks first tonight, you or Kevin?
You know what? I'm not 100% sure. On the sheet, it shows his name first. Now, yeah. I don't know if it's because it's K and then R, you know, so I don't know. We'll see. Who do you think?
Well, I would definitely seniority, so I think your brother should go first. Well, plus you said he was tougher, right? He's, you know.
Yeah. He arm muscled me for the mic first, so uh-huh. He can have it.
Now, last night on Sportsnet, and I know you've talked about it a lot, of course. You kind of joked about crying Ryan and stuff like that. And so Colby Armstrong was telling a story about after the next year after the trade. So that would have been 2007, 2008 in Colorado when they were in Atlanta, and how it's supposedly on the bench. A lot of the guys were sitting there and made some kind of crying, kind of mimicking your press conference when you left Edmonton, which obviously is a very emotional time for you that day at the airport. I vividly remember it. Do you remember that game or that situation, Atlanta, Colorado, when you were on the ice?
No, I don't. I don't remember that at all. I don't know if I was too busy scoring goals that night or what. I'm not too sure. I can't honestly remember. But, no, everybody's entitled to whatever they want to say. You know, obviously, I'm not going to, you know, stoop to that level and say some things that it's not appropriate. And, you know, they do what they want to do on the panel, and I'll let them be.
Now, when you were in the game playing, did you hear a lot of chirping?
Oh, yeah, there's chirping all the time. Guys,
did any of them ever, like, was there ever one you were like, okay, that one's pretty good, that one got me, or one that kind of rattled you?
Whew. I've got so much on my plate, I don't even remember. No, there's different stuff that goes on. Obviously, that was a big one, crying Ryan situation. And I look back at it and say, yeah. But I had guys, like, we'd chirp each other on the team. Within the team, and that builds camaraderie. But, there's a time and a place for it, in my opinion. And this situation, that's how they obviously felt. Let them be.
Do you know either one of those guys very well at all?
Well, I played with Ryan Whitney here. And it was a short time. Obviously, we weren't as successful as we would like to be as a group. I know Kobe Armstrong from playing against him, but don't know him at all.
Now, are you working for the Oilers now officially?
I am. Yep.
And what are you doing?
I do the on ice skill stuff with the players and conditioning.
Like slap shots and stuff?
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's exactly it. Maybe I should send you a clip of one of my good slap shots.
But I know, trust me, I think I remember every slap shot you've ever taken because you never took them very often. And so the few that you scored on, like did you not score a slap shot against Dallas in the playoffs?
I did. It was the game winner in double overtime.
Exactly. See? Yeah.
Over,
hey.
Five hole. Yeah. Maybe I fanned on. I don't know.
Hey, you know what? There's no pictures on the score sheet, right?
Oh, you're right.
They always
you're
say. Right. And there's video of it. They don't look and say, oh, gee, like, Smitty, all they'll say is you got all of that one, right?
Yeah.
I remember one you did go, I think, top shelf one. And I remember your reaction. I think you surprised yourself. And your teammates were just like, what? What? How did that canoe paddle get that top shelf?
Oh, Greg, I didn't surprise myself. I for sure surprised my teammates. Come on. I remember Gretz going down the wing. I practiced that.
Oh, yeah, 1988, shorthanded in Calgary. Yeah, I think resonates a lot with Oilers fans for sure. So now, did you not use the slap shot just because you knew, hey, that's not my forte. I score from 5 feet out, not 25 feet out?
Yeah, very seldom I would use it. I mean, there was a time and a place in the situation that I was in. Okay, then I can wind up. But I know I wasn't recognized as that. I know, 5-10 feet around the net, that's where it was money for me. And you go to your strengths as a player. And I tried to more so control the play down low or get myself in front so that I could be a factor that way. I knew that I wouldn't get in that. Like when guys told me to pop out in that slot, high slot, and I'm like, you might want to get the other guy in there and I'll just stay in front. And, I think they figured it out.
Now, when you work on that skill stuff with guys, I used to watch it after practice. Like you would spend tons of time on deflecting shots. It's not just like one day you get out there. Okay, here we go. I'm going to deflect this one and that one. Like literally hundreds of pucks, and there's got to be a willingness to want to do it, right? Like you could go out and show the guys how to do it, but if they don't want to put in the 100 pucks a day or every second day, then they're likely not going to improve, right?
Yeah, and you're bang on, Greg. So I mean, it's the old saying, practice makes perfect, and you'll never perfect it, but you'll get better at it. And I know that was part of my routine on game days is I would have the D-man, or actually it was Coach Charlie Huddy. He'd line up the pucks after everybody was gone and just shoot them and I'd tip them. And in the middle, I would play the rebounds. And I was fortunate enough to have a couple of goalies that would stick around every once in a while and have a little game within the game and just try to progress and get better. And, yeah, that was my strength. Could I have worked on other areas? Yep. Just like I know that the talk has been with face-offs with the Oilers and stuff like that. And, practicing it all the time doesn't hurt. It just betters yourself and it betters your team. And in situations like you get that time, that extra time, whether it's before practice or after practice, take it, use it. And, you know, there's extra coaches or, you know, myself, I've been fortunate to work with some of the players, not so much on the skill side, but more so the conditioning, but I'm there. I'm available if they want it. And, you know, I'm just sort of getting my feet wet and understanding that, you know, the coaches have systems and routines that they want to stick to. And that's great. And I'm all for that, but it's just added extra time that the players got to use and take advantage of that.
I like what you said there. Hey, I knew what that was I was good at, so I spent time, and you got to excel at one thing, right? Like, it's hard to be like Sidney Crosby's or McDavid's who can excel at everything. And even they, like, those guys weren't dominant in front of the net, right? Like, you realize I can be good on the boards. I can be strong on my stick in front of the net. And, you know, I can make a pretty successful career doing something that not many guys are willing to do.
Yeah, you got to step outside your box sometimes, but for the most part, go to your strengths. That's why you've been successful. And, you know, it's a life. It's a job. You gotta take it seriously. And also, it is fun. It is fun when you come to the rink and try to compete within yourself and within your mind and saying, you know what, I want to improve on this. Picking pucks off the wall or D-man curling and dragging quicker, you know. All the little things that happen, they're basic stuff, but if you can split second, it's a game of inches. And, you know, all of a sudden it goes off the post at an end or something like that. So it's a matter of, you know, the fine lines of the details of within your mind and in your own game.
And one last one for you, Smitty, because you're still playing, for goodness sakes. What's up with the Eagles? What's on tap?
Yeah, we got the provincial finals coming up. We start next Saturday, and we're in Lacombe. We're playing Lacombe, and it's a best of seven. Whoever wins goes to the Allen Cup. So we play. They play Saturday down there, Tuesday back at home, and I think back Friday, Saturday after that. So it's going to be a good series.
Well, man, you get some rest, okay? You're like the Jaromir Jagr of the senior league. I love it. Get some sleep, you two long hairs. And congratulations to you and Kevin and your whole family this weekend. Enjoy going up in the Wall
Greg,
of Fame.
Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
You betcha. Anytime.
Okay.
Ryan Smith.